Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're out at Northside Park on Monday for opening day, and Brandon Skrovansky had a nice day at the plate and in the field. I know three hits and three RBIs on base four times on Monday night. What do you think, Brandon Skrovansky? That's a way to start your senior year, isn't it?
Absolutely. Jitters were definitely there tonight. I was nervous, but I think after I got the first at-bat, I walked and I kind of started seeing the ball better, and after I got my first hit, it all kind of left, and I was like, we're just playing baseball.
Well, and I thought your approach today was perfect at the plate, where your second and third plate appearance, you're able to go to right field and knock in a couple of key runs. A little bit about your approach at the plate.
I don't know. I mean, I just get up there looking for my pitch, and Basal and Jake kind of tell us to be patient but aggressive and selective hitting and situational hitting. We hit on a lot, and I know that I was just trying to punch it through the right side, score a run or two, and it worked.
Well, and you know, do you reflect at all that this is kind of your last opening day for Mercer County, and you look at this diamond and how many games you've played here in Aledo? Do you think about that at all now entering your senior year? And I guess, can you believe it?
I can't, but you say reflecting back. When I first got out to second base to take in and out, I kind of looked at the backdrop, and I was like, I've been playing here for Tom Sharp and the Knights ever since I can remember, and it's just kind of scary that it's coming to an end, but I'm going to make the most of it, and I'm going to make sure that there's no regrets, and I'm going to leave it all on the field.
Yeah, and I tell you, I thought you looked very, I mean, you talk about your approach to the plate, I thought you looked very smooth in the field tonight, too, with a couple of nice plays that you made look pretty easy. Got a key fielder's choice at third base, and it wasn't a force out, and then you get a key fielder's choice the old-fashioned way at second base. You know, I thought on a couple of tough plays, the one play you have a runner charging right in front of you and you're still able to make the play. So a little bit about, you know, I guess to me, you make it look probably easier than it is. I say that's why you're smooth, man, smooth.
I think it's a lot of repetition, and the other day at practice we didn't have a very good second run at it, and so we went through it again, and I don't know, I take pride in more defense. I mean, at the plate tonight, I was a little better than I usually am, but defense is usually what I take pride in, and that's my strong suit, I would say. But, I mean, I don't really think too much about it anymore. I used to think about it a lot, but I think it's just baseball, making plays. I mean,
well, and then back offensively, you feel like you got to be a little bit more of a run producer this year. I think I had just 16 RBIs last year as a junior, and, you know, you knock in three key runs tonight. Do you feel there's a little more pressure where you hit at in the order that, hey, I'm going to have to, you know, drive in some more runs this year compared to last year?
I don't know about a lot of pressure. I mean, I think it's a lot more nerves, but I'm just trying to do whatever I can at the plate to produce runs and do the best thing I can to win. I got the opportunity to score, and I did what I had to do, and I feel like that's mainly my approach, is to just do something productive.
Yeah. Well, and as we wrap up opening day, nice win. I mean, you beat a pretty good team in Rock Ridge, walk out of here with a 6-0 victory. I mean, a great way to kind of start the senior season and get it rolling.
Absolutely. I was really excited, and I'm glad that we could win. I mean, it gets us back on the right track. After 21 in a row last year, we kind of thought we were a little invincible, and I think that it was a little reality check losing that bad to Eureka, and I think that now we know what we need to do, and we're not going to let anybody get in the way of that, and we're just going to play Golden Eagle baseball.
Right. Need to get out to the ballpark and watch Brandon Skrovansky play. Man, what a great start to the 2017 season for him. Nice going. Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Brandon Skrovansky with us on WRMJ.